activity is temporal. Bounty is an attribute of the creator, while receptivity is an attribute of the creature. And the eternal cannot depend upon the temporal. Otherwise, temporality would be absurd.
Okay. Easy, simple. Did you get it? Anyone? I bet none of you. Because here he's playing with the words and mainly is putting two subjects in two different levels. One is the ability, the other one is potentiality. Since these are two different stuff, two different things. One is what is given to you by God. The second one is what is organized here by you and perform. These two stuff are not the same. Let's see the difference. Yes?
The remedy for such a heart is the gift bestowed by a transmuter. Receptivity is not a necessary condition for his bounty.
Condition is something that we count on a lot because we think that when the condition is all right, that stuff could happen and all of that. Then we say, oh no, think about it a little bit different, yes?
Nay, his bounty is the necessary condition for receptivity. Bounty is the kernel and receptivity the husk.
This is it. The potentiality that you have comes later. First is what is given to you. We have something that the animal, they don't. Now we have this. We have this culture, right? This is it, yes?
The change of Moses' rod into a serpent and the shining of his hand like a sun and 100,000 miracles of the prophets which are not comprehended by our mind and understanding. These are not derived from secondary causes, but are under the control of God. How can receptivity belong to non-existent things? If receptivity were a necessary condition for God's action, no non-existent thing would come into existence.
Okay. He brought a very simple logic out here. He said, you are thinking about that potentiality, that stuff which is there. Have you forgotten? Everything comes out of nothingness, out of emptiness. So nothing has any potentiality or something like that. Everything is given. Yes.
He hath established a law and causes and means for the sake of those who seek under this blue veil. Most happenings come to pass according to the law. Sometimes the power breaks the law. He hath established a goodly law and custom. Then he hath made the miracle a breach of the custom. If honor does not reach us without a cause, the power is not remote from the removal of the cause.
Means what? Suddenly, he turned around the subject and said, let me tell you what. There is a rule here. Creator made a rule, okay? Tradition. Everything goes as tradition. Then what? He made a rule, then he made an exception. That exception works no matter what. So, here, remember that most happening come to pass according to tradition, but not all of them. The magic is here. The unacceptable, unbelievable, magical stuff will happen. So he created both. Tradition, therefore you could count on it, and you know that normally it will be this way, so you plan and you go forward, right? But exception is always there, and there is no guarantee that it will be the way you want it. It could be worse or better. Normally better, because our mistake is like that. I'm talking to your brain now, remember? I'm talking to your logical brain to step aside. Yes.
O thou who art taught by the cause, do not fly outside, but do not suppose the removal of the causer.
Ah, this is the tricky one. He said, listen, because we believe in these cause and effect stuff, so don't jump out. Yes, you are the slave of these cause and effect, but you cannot say he cannot change it. You cannot say that it cannot change. Tradition could change, period. Yes.
The causer brings whatsoever he will. The absolute power tears up the causes. But for the most part, he lets the execution follow the course of causation in order that a seeker may be able to pursue the object of his desire.
Uh-huh. You never thought of that, did you? Just look at it. Normally, yes, he will bring in this cause and effect. Why? To give you a chance. Because if it was not like that, how could you study and plan and decide to do something? So this cause and effect should be there. It's a gift to us. Because by that, we could plan for something. Not 100%, but we could. Yes.
When there is no cause, when there is no cause, what way should the seeker pursue? Therefore, he must have a visible cause in the way.
As simple as that. Is that okay? If there is no cause and effect, so what could a seeker do? When you don't know what will happen when you do this, so you cannot decide. So cause and effect is here for all these seekers, because this is what we are talking about here. All these seekers to be able to plan and seek. Yes.
These causes are veils on the eyes, for not every eye is worthy of his work. An eye that can penetrate the cause is needed to extirpate veils from root and bottom, so that it may behold the causer in non-spatiality and regard exertion and earnings and shops as nonsense.
That's the trick, you see? The nonsense that is that, you know what? If you flip over there and you talk about the musabbab and all that stuff, then what? Then you think that all trying and planning and doing is useless. It doesn't work. That's why it's not like that. It's planned like this. Because if not, everybody will give up. We'll live like animals if there was no exception. We talk about the exception. How many times here I talk about the exception? Today I started with that, right? I went to the art, because that's exception. But that exception will bring in a part of the rule. Then we'll understand that, yes, it is possible. Yes, it could happen. Even magical thing could happen. That's how it goes, yes?
Everything good or evil comes from the causer. Causes and means, O Father, are not but a phantom that has materialized on the king's highway in order that the period of heedlessness may endure for some time.
Ah, this is the trick. So we explain what's up. What is it? He said, look at this universe. There are rules and there are exceptions. If there were no rules, there were no planning, no seeking, nothing could be done. So the rules are needed for normal people, for normal stuff. What about the exceptional stuff? For those, there is no rule. There is exception. It comes from somewhere. Why, we don't know. But the influence, we know. We know that there could be a very nasty fellow who will sleep tonight, tomorrow morning he wakes up and he is a lovely fellow. We know that this magic is possible, is it or not? Ah, you doubt it somehow. You forget that once upon a time there was a guy, a very successful guy, very well educated. He had all the degrees in that time. And he was so successful. He was a judge and he was a mufti and all that. Then an old man came to him and told him, you are silly. You are wasting your life. That's not what it is. This is the guy. Yeah. He put aside everything he made in those 40 years. And in those 40 years, the funniest stuff for me is he hated the poetic language. He became the most famous poet in that culture. It is possible. That's where the hope is. Because if I don't have that hope, I look at the general movement is animals fighting each other. That's what it is. War and war and war for what? That hope is there, that exception could be here. Because the source of it is here. Is given to us. That gift is given to us. I always name the guy Michelangelo Buonarroti. He was a guy that God gave him something to do those fantastic paintings for me, for you, to just look at. Yes, that's the magic. It's there. So, believe in that magic, although the rules are the rules. Let's start from the beginning. Yeah.
On the beginning of the creation of the body of Adam, on whom be peace, when he commanded Gabriel, on whom be peace, saying, go take a handful of clay from this earth, and according to another relation, take a handful from every region. When the Maker willed to bring man into existence...
No, wait a minute. What was that? Not just reading and going. That's not what we do here. Especially this one, because here, first of all, this is a made-up story. I haven't found it in Quran or in Bible or wherever. And it's a very silly one. Almost impossible. It goes like this. God wants to make the human being. So he needs a feast of this earth. Right? Good. He sends Gabriel. Who is Gabriel? Knowledge. He knows everything that God knows. Right? Gabriel knows everything that all the prophet knows. That's what Gabriel is. He comes down to pick up the earth. The earth will start to cry and say, please, Gabriel, you know these animals. You know what will happen to me. Please, don't do this. Then he brings in the name of the God. He will say, in the name of the God, please let go of me. the Gabriel will go back. Yes, and say, excuse me. But he said,